Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 667 and today I am going to be talking about balance, about finding a balance, which is, if you've worked in the fitness industry, you've definitely heard, maybe you've even used, let's find a balance. But it's not just, I suppose, exclusive to things that we hear. It may be even advice that we give, or maybe it's things we actually say ourselves as individuals in any area of our life. As far as it comes to health, finding the right work-life balance, working out life-work balance, all that sort of stuff, you don't find a balance. Balance is probably the wrong word for it, if anything. At least for what people are think it is. You find a chair, you find a location, you find a noun. Balance is a verb, right? Think of it more like a homeostasis, and that word meaning like a continual correcting, right? So it's like more like a thermometer. If it gets too hot, then the thermometer will kick in and bring it back to the right temperature that you set. If it gets too cold, it will do the same thing. So it's kind of like we want to look at our health as a thermostat. But the interesting thing around that as well is that we want to have homeostasis of our life conditions. We want to look at the whole kit and caboodle. And the reason being is because often we can neglect all the areas of our life when looking at our physical training. Why am I not improving? Why is this happening? Why am I not lifting heavier? Why am I more fatigued today? Why am I not getting fit? All these sorts of things when we're just looking at the training and maybe the nutrition based upon what we think is good nutrition, and not realizing that there's no fucking gaps. There is absolutely zero gaps between your relationships, how you sleep, the way you eat, your relationships with food, your training intensity, you setting intentions for your training and following a program, the way that you seek out a coach, you seek out information, who you may lean on for dependence. All of these things are absolutely linked. And what that means is that there's a continual balance, a homeostasis between all of these situations and events. And so really what we want to look at is this homeostasis of life conditions to see it in a way that it's balancing all of those for continual progression, which sometimes in a shorter period of time doesn't look like progression in a particular area, yet your ability to maintain momentum through that period of time with maybe your training or your nutrition or going for a walk or your mobility or relationships with your family, because there's things going on with the kids where they need more attention because they're having difficulties at school, but fuck, I'm not getting fitter. It's like all of these stresses, right? We have to see this continual give and take, this continual homeostasis across all of these areas in our life that we manage. And if we don't see it that way, if we compartmentalize all these things and think they're all separate, it's like saying that all of the muscles of the body are separate. It's like they're continually working in this really complicated interrelationship. If you've got an injured ankle, it's going to affect things further up the stream. If you have an injured shoulder, it's going to affect things further up and down the stream. And so the really important thing to realize here is that as you see the balance, the ideal balance for any given context of your life, and the situations and how they would play out, as soon as you get some sort of niggle in any area, it's going to have a flow-on effect in certain other areas. Maybe not straight away, but over time. And so our ability then to manage those, it becomes crucial. And I guess this is also a key thing, although it could be, and it probably should be an episode in itself, but this idea of self-regulation becomes so important so that we actually build this personal and intimate understanding of ourselves and how we feel and how we feel when we feel really good and what we need to do in order to continue to keep that homeostasis and that balance. And in doing that, we have this ability to regulate ourselves. Now, if we're continually leaning on other authorities and people to tell us where we should be and how we should be and what we should think and how much we should have without really, truly developing ourselves from this codependent space through to independent or further, then what happens is that we struggle to self-regulate, and what we end up doing is not empowering. Even though we get results, we actually don't become empowered because we're reliant. Our results are conditional, and the conditions are that person has to be there. And that's a dangerous condition to have, because as soon as that person goes, so do your results, because the equation was based upon the regulation of them, not you. So our ability to see our whole life conditions play out and see, rather than a balance for our life, we see a homeostasis that we continually correct, because you don't find a balance, you do a balance, right? This will actually allow us to progress long term, to adapt to what we need to adapt to, and that's adapting our goals to whatever it needs to be, adapting the way that we think, the way that we feel, the relationships we have, how we show up in those relationships, all of that. When we can truly start to take ownership of all that and self-regulate them, then that's where growth becomes. So when it becomes, I did this because of you, not that everyone around you doesn't have an impact. Of course they have an impact, absolutely. But when we lean so heavily on them, we lose ourselves. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you would pass it on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Money Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you want one personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you wanted to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.